It all seemed well for Javon Walker yesterday.
Tuesday was all right, but, you know, you still got the achy feeling and everything. Everything's not going to be 100%, but, you know, it's a long week, and so, you know, we just got to kind of watch it and, you know, figure out what would be a good day to rest it, to, you know, get it ready for Sunday. I really don't notice it till whenever everything's done and it has time to calm down. But usually when I'm out there and it's in a mix of playing, I don't even notice it.
Then after practice Thursday on a chilly day at Dove Valley, head coach Mike Shanahan gave the news Bronco fans have feared with Walker and his absence the past few weeks.
Javon, not feeling very good. He'll get operated on tomorrow over in Houston. And so he'll be out for a few weeks. How quickly he comes back, I'm not really sure. It's more of a clean out on the same knee he had the operation on. Doctors don't think it's very serious, but serious enough to go in there and clean it out because he's been off of it for a few weeks and hasn't gotten much better. Monday he practiced full speed, looked like he was going to come back ready to go. And yesterday was limited. And you guys know the rest.
The news came as sort of a shock. Walker did admit his knee would not be 100% all year, but with rest each week, he'd be able to play on Sundays, as he expected to this Sunday against the Steelers. Losing a player of Walker's ability will be a big blow to the Broncos' offense that has already struggled to put up points.
Well, guys go down, and we'll see guys that step up and see what they can do. There's another guy an opportunity. Obviously, it always, you know, hurts when you lose a player with Javon's ability. But we've got a number of guys that we got a lot of confidence in, and we expect them to step up and get the job done.
The Broncos will need to find a way to replace Walker. Brandon Stokley will most likely get the start alongside Brandon Marshall, with possibly Brian Clark and Glenn Martinez getting snaps. Another concern for the Broncos heading into this Sunday's game is the status of Champ Bailey, who has not practiced all week battling a quad injury he suffered against the Chargers.
Champ did not practice today. He said he felt a little bit better than yesterday. Hopefully he feels better tomorrow and he can practice.
The Broncos now have to prepare themselves without their big playmaker at wide receiver, at least for a few weeks, something they could not let bother them because the Steelers are coming into Invesco in just 3 days at 4-1 and in first place atop the AFC North. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.